With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Public Accounts Committee is using audits and public hearings to step up scrutiny of government spending, alongside the Office of the Auditor General. In a statement April 28th, Parliament said the committee relies on independent audits to examine how public money is managed and how government agencies perform. The PAC, chaired by Roy McTaggart since 2021, questions senior officials in open hearings and reviews audit reports as part of that process. Parliament says that work is helping improve financial management, internal controls, and governance across the public sector. The government also says the partnership is aimed at maintaining accountability and public confidence in how resources are used. In other news, police are investigating after one of their cruisers was in a crash on Bontown Road shortly after 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. While responding to an emergency incident, the police car, with its siren blazing, hit another vehicle whose driver reportedly turned across the roadway. Both drivers were taken to the Georgetown Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and have since been discharged. Significant damage was reported on both vehicles. The Traffic and Roads Policing Unit is investigating, and the ombudsman has been notified. Finally, the Central Planning Authority is having an extraordinary meeting tomorrow to discuss International Mall's $40 million application for a commercial and residential complex on Walker's Road in Georgetown. The development has been before the board three times since September 2024 and is facing 11 public objections, with neighbors citing concerns about the scale of the project. The proposal is for a total of 3 two-story buildings and 7 2- and 3-story townhouse buildings. There would also be a pool and 1-story gym building. The properties are split-zoned, neighborhood commercial, and low-density residential. You can find the full agenda for tomorrow's meeting at planning.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said the ceasefire with Iran is not over, despite a military escalation over control of the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Hegseth said the U.S. had successfully created a safe route through the crucial waterway. Romania's pro-Europe Prime Minister Ilia Bolojan has lost a no-confidence vote in Parliament that's collapsed his coalition administration. The president says he will hold informal talks with political parties until a new government takes shape. President Zelensky of Ukraine has accused Russia of cynicism for carrying out deadly attacks overnight while seeking a truce for its Victory Day parade in Moscow. Ukraine has also offered a ceasefire, but a drone it fired on Russia's Chuvashia region killed 2 people. The army in Chad says an attack on a military base by Boko Haram Islamist fighters has killed at least 23 people. The army said it had repelled the attack on the base on Lake Chad. Police in Pakistan say a prominent religious cleric has been shot dead in the northwest of the country. Maulana Muhammad Idris was on his way home when unidentified gunmen opened fire. Thailand has scrapped a long-standing agreement with neighbouring Cambodia on overlapping maritime claims and energy exploration rights. It said the agreement had yielded little value. Athletes and coaches from the world of fencing have signed an open letter to the International Olympic Committee calling for an independent review into alleged corruption within the sport's governing body. They argue that the sport has been destabilised by turmoil at the International Fencing Federation. Russia has opened a pavilion at the Berlinale International Art Exhibition in Venice for the first time since its invasion of Ukraine. The pavilion is only open to the press and must close once the public can enter the wider exhibition from Saturday. BBC News.